Lots going on in Washington today, from the Attorney General's testimony before a House committee to the negotiations over the pandemic relief bill. The Republican proposal unveiled yesterday would cost $1 trillion and would reduce extra unemployment benefits and provide legal protections against COVID-related lawsuits for businesses. House Majority Whip James Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina, joins us now. Congressman, welcome back and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with unemployment. Republicans are proposing to drop the extra weekly payments from $600 to $200, then transitioning to states giving people 70% of what they were being paid before with some flexibility. Is that a deal breaker for Democrats?
Well, it should be. The fact of the matter is, while they are doing that, they are putting in this bill a new tax deduction for business meals. That, to me, demonstrates the difference in us and them. We're trying to take care of people who are going to work every day, essential workers, trying to keep this economy going, trying to keep their families stabilized, while we are putting in this bill a new tax deduction for business meals. That is an incredible demonstration of exactly who and what they are.
Well, the Republicans have said that the Democratic plan, which is much more expensive than their plan, also has things that shouldn't be in a bill like this, including student loan payments for borrowers, money to support beginning farmers and ranchers. They're calling your plan a socialist manifesto. How do you respond to that?
I would ask the American people to take a look at their proposals versus ours. Yes, we are seeking to have relief for student loan debt because we now know that student loan debt now exceeds credit card debt. And these are the children of the families that we're trying to secure. And it is a much better deal, it seems to me, than this big giveaway they're giving to defense contractors. We don't need any new defense programs. What are we putting in all this money for F-35s? For what? That's only to give some contractors federal welfare.
What about the issue of funding for state and local governments, many of which are in very bad shape right now? The Democrats want to give $1 trillion. Their Republicans don't want to give any additional funding. How are you going to find compromise on that issue?
I don't know how that we find compromise, but maybe there should not be a compromise. It seems to me that for us to approve a plan that we know will render a lot of state governments, a lot of local governments, push them into bankruptcy, laying off scores of people who depended upon these places or these entities they use for what little income that they have coming in, and putting $2 billion in here to construct a new FBI building. What is that all about? Except that the new FBI building they want to construct is about two or three blocks from Trump's hotel. This is the most egregious stuff I've ever seen. And I think that what we need to do going forward is to keep these issues before the American public, and they'll begin to see exactly what it is you're fighting against up here.
But in the meantime, some of this aid for people who are unemployed is going to run out within days. What's going to happen? Is it possible that no bill gets passed to help the people who are struggling?
Well, that is a possibility. But it seems to me that if we're going to cram down the American people's throats a big giveaway for business people to get a meal on their dime, that may be something we need to highlight.
Do you think there could be a short-term extension of benefits if there's no big agreement in the next several days?
Yes, I do think so. I would suspect that having a short-term agreement will be better than not having anything at all. But having a long-term agreement that does not take care of them and enhances the fortunes of corporate business people, that to me is a worse position to be in.
Let me just ask you about one other thing that obviously is on the minds of everybody in Washington today, and that is the late Congressman John Lewis. President Trump says he will not pay his respects to Lewis at the Capitol. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that demonstrates once again the smallness of this guy. John Lewis's life was darn near taken away from him on the Edmund Pettus Bridge at a time when only 2% of the African Americans in Alabama were registered to vote. He was trying to get the vote for black people in Alabama and was met by a mob of police officers. This president is demonstrating once again with sending stormtroopers into Portland and other cities. He's doing the same thing today that John Lewis fought against in Selma, Alabama. And many of us stood with John. John and I were in SNCC together. We were founding members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And we did so because we wanted the right to vote. We wanted to get off the back of buses. We wanted to get rid of the Confederacy. This guy is sending stormtroopers into town or city after city now, trying to reinstate the Confederacy. That is the contrast. So his not showing up to give honor to John Lewis is very understandable to me. John stood for everything he does not stand for and against everything that he does stand for.
That is House Democratic Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.